Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Another exciting episode, and this episode we have the ever extraordinary, ever exopolitical Alfred Labramont Weber. Sorry. Welcome. How's the Weber down there?
Here we had a clear, bright, sunny, crispy day at 13 degrees centigrade in Vancouver, British Columbia. It was a wonderful day. No chemtrails. Everybody was celebrating. It was a banner day on the 2nd of March, 2015. And tomorrow, Netanyahu on the 3rd of March will fail at his attempt to ignite World War III. That's my prediction, because the positive timeline has landed.
What do you mean by the positive timeline has landed? Is there like a couple of timelines running congruent throughout history or whatever, and certain ones are full of scumbags and the success of scumbaggery, and certain are the opposite?
Well, almost could be. People can go to our website at positivefuture.info, and there you'll see the positive future equation that has emerged from data. And the positive future equation is positive future equals positive timeline plus unity consciousness. And what we've been able to note is a pattern that emerged after December 21st, 2012. And what occurred then is that a new holographic timeline, a positive timeline, emerged permanently to displace the former catastrophic timeline that was based on duality consciousness, I win, you lose, that was the ruling timeline for this time-space hologram that we're in. And that's why so many of the plans of the Matrix powers, namely World War III, namely the Ebola pandemic, namely their depopulation program to attempt to get the population down from 7 billion to 500 million as set out in the Georgia Guidestones, is failing. And it's failing because it's unity consciousness, we are one, that is the prevailing frequency under in our time-space hologram. We know now that our universe is actually a time-space hologram composed of multiple timelines here at our third density, which is the density that we inhabit. We're incarnating souls, non-locally based in the afterlife dimensions, and incarnating here in our avatars as Vinnie Eastwood, Alfred Weber, and everybody else listening or watching this show. So through great grace, the interdimensional portal of our universe as of December 21st, 2012, began broadcasting waves of unity consciousness, and the timeline shifted from a catastrophic one, which would have predicted World War III. It would have predicted a global coastal event, which three different remote viewings, one a chronovisor probe by DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, had undertaken in 1971. A colleague of mine, Andrew D. Bishago, had undertaken that on behalf of the Defense Advanced Project Research Agency. In 1971, he did a third dimension, a 3D chronovisor probe inside of a hologram, and encountered the U.S. Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C. under 100 feet of brackish water. Similarly, another colleague of mine, Dr. Courtney Brown, in 2010, assembled the largest number of military-trained remote viewers in history in 2010, and they were going to do just a regular study of what the effects of global warming were, thinking that, oh, well, we'll have a few less acreage of beachfront property. Instead, they found in June 2013 a global coastal event that left the Sydney Opera House underwater. And along with all other coastal cities, including Washington, where they found the U.S. Congress directly across from the Supreme Court building underwater. None of these events occurred, and Courtney Brown found that immediately prior to June 2013, that event occurred, but it occurred in a different dimension because the catastrophic timeline is no longer ruling in the dimension that we're inhabiting now, but rather a new positive timeline. So the equation, positive future equals positive timeline plus unity consciousness, is the equation that governs the, one could call it virtual reality that we're in. It's as though, Vinny, that on December 21st, 2012, somebody changed the video card of the video game that we're in. And we used to be in a video game called War, Disease, Crime, and Poverty. And somebody changed it to Landing Paradise on Earth. And most of the 7 billion people still think that we're on War, Disease, Crime, and Poverty, but the video game has changed. It's Landing Paradise on Earth. So everybody's scrambling to try and figure out, are we in heaven or hell? Well, objectively, scientifically, our infrastructure is that of Landing Paradise on Earth. And it's a struggle because all the trillions of dollars of forces that have spent $3 trillion building underground bases to protect them from all sorts of catastrophes that aren't going to happen are still trying to make them happen, but they can't get it off the ground.
Kind of like that relationship with that girl you really liked in high school, but it's just not going to work out, son.
I think so. You know, it just is not in this timeline. And that is why all of the pedophilia and ritual child sacrifice and ritual child trafficking networks are now getting busted and now being exposed. Everywhere from the from where they originate, which is the contracts between the Nazis and the Dracos and the Orion Greys, which were signed in the early part of the 20th century, and then they were signed with the Americans in the Roosevelt in the Franklin Roosevelt administration.
I heard about that one, and I don't know what it was. There's remarkably more UFO abductions in the United States than the entire rest of the world combined, like by far. And I heard one person allege that that's because the treaty that the United States signed with the Greys included harvesting rights to the U.S. population.
Yeah, that's basically it, and that's why the U.S. has had to suffer. This is because of these treaties that were signed in 1933 in Balboa, Panama. And out of those treaties then, which were linked up...
These treaties that were signed in Balboa, they must have been a bit rocky. I'm sorry.
I know that we're going to get into it. The last time you and I did a show, I think, Vinny, or one of the last times, we were both laughing so hard we could hardly talk.
You talked about the European Union, but you mispronounced it and you called it the European Union. And I pointed out that... The chief of the EU is Herman von Rompuy, can't make it up.
Talking about these incredibly serious, heart-wrenching problems. However, I have everything written down, so I'm not going to let that happen. I'm not going to let you do that to me tonight, Vinny, with your incredibly wry sense of humor. Put it that way.
Well, I'm glad that you're not going to get caught up in the moment. Please continue about the Balboa Treaty.
Well, with that treaty, and there were more or less identical treaties signed between the Nazis and the U.S., because essentially they were both parties. It was the identical parties running both countries. I mean, it was Prescott Bush and through the Fritz Thyssen Bank and Skull and Bones, which is the American establishment which financed Hitler starting in 1923, and the Nazi Party. So those same interests were the interests that signed the agreements with the Draco-Reptilians and the Orion Greys. And the interests were these. If you look at Skull and Bones, which was the common denominator, which is the secret society from my alma mater, Yale, the public story of Yale, of Skull and Bones, was that it was founded in 1832 as an offshoot of a German secret society called the Brotherhood of Death. But in fact, it was founded in 1776 at Yale as the second chapter of the Illuminati, which was founded in 1775 by a Jesuit, which we know are essentially a morphed Babylonian cult, satanic Babylonian cult. And the Bavarian Illuminati, the first chapter, was founded by a Jesuit in 1775. And through Skull and Bones, it was founded in, that the second chapter was founded in 1776 as a way to capture and bring down the American Republic, which had just declared its independence at in that same year, 1776. So these are some of the hidden avenues and the what I call dimensional ecology, and how the practices of the Draco-Reptilians of having human sacrifice and of requiring human sacrifice with its treaty counterparts, both in the Nazi government and in the U.S. government, which it carries out to this day, we know from witnesses in the underground bases. So,
can I ask, does this have something to do with the fact that the United States has been in existence for 200 years and only not been at war for about 23 of them?
Yes, because now, in fact, it was made official as a platform with the Act of 1871, where in 1871, a city-state was established when 10 square miles of Virginia and Maryland were taken and dedicated to the city-state of the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., and that was at the behest of the Vatican and the City of London. And so now that became Washington, D.C. became the third city state in the three city state empire of the Vatican, the City of London, and Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, that 10 square mile city state. And in that three city state empire, which I call that Lanusa, like Medusa, the specialty of the City of London was the finances, the money. The specialty of the Vatican was the spiritual mind control.
The ecclesiastical power.
Yeah. And the specialty of Washington was the military arm. So that's why the U.S. is in perpetual war, because it is the military arm of that Lanusa.
Well, may I ask, isn't this the Trilateral Commission, the one started by David Rockefeller, that actually brokered the agreement between these three city-states, or does that have nothing to do with it?
The Trilateral Commission is one of the kind of technocratic clubs that came along in the 20th century as part of Agenda 21 to give more patina and, sort of Wall Street Journal, New York Times, UN, kind of gloss to the global enslavement and depopulation agenda.
Basically, just a think tank for the rich and powerful to rub shoulders, drink champagne, and come up with a plan to mess up everybody else's life.
Yes. But the basic structure was laid in with the Act of 1871, which brought the third city-state into power, the District of Columbia. So basically, that brought what we call the USA Corporation. Right now, Americans are under the illusion that they have a country, but they no longer have a country. They are run by a corporation known as the USA Corporation. And that is a corporation which has the franchise over the territory of the U.S. and its population. It has a president, which it elects every 4 years. But it's the affairs of the city state, which are its primary business, which is the wars that it fights on behalf of the Vat Lanusa three city state empire. So that is why it has the longest elections on Earth here in Canada.
Yeah, we'll be right back. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting in HD and ADHD for your listening eargasm pleasure. And my very special guest is Alfred Labremont Weber. Is it the third? Aren't you like the third in a long line of Alfreds?
Yes, yes. My grandfather was, my father was, and I am, and my son is.
Oh, well, there you go. So there's like four. There's the fourth iteration going around. I hope it's a lot better than many of the fourth sequels that we're seeing from the long running movie franchises that have been coming out over the years. Okay, I'm not sure if generations work that way. If anything, it's probably worse. I'm certainly a lot worse than my dad. Yeah. There's just no comparison. Okay, well, anyway, we were right in the middle of the Draco reptilians and the goodness knows what else. Now, of course, these are subjects that I draw a lot of flack for even discussing. I mean, in a lot of cases, the things that I talk about and the things and the people who I'm talking to, I don't know for 100% certain exactly what's going on or who's telling the truth or why. I just want to talk about them so I can relieve my ignorance. Is that a bad thing? It probably is. But anyway, Alfred, if you wouldn't mind, please continue.
Yeah, okay. So what we did is we set out to investigate independently what are the real sources of these ritual child sacrifice and pedophilia networks. And what we found, and people can go to our news portal, newsinsideout.com. And what we found there was that the evidence led to interconnected MKUltra, pedophile, ritual child sacrifice, human hunting parties, and abuse networks, and child trafficking networks that are interlinked with the Vatican, the Drug Enforcement Agency, the CIA, Wackenhut, and the Bilderbergers, churches, governments, schools, courts, child welfare institutions, and the media. The reality about pedophile and ritual child sacrifice networks that we found in this research is remarkable, and it suggests that a prime mover of global pedophile child sacrifice and child trafficking networks may have originated as a cooperative enterprise, as we just discussed, between the Draco reptilians and the U.S. and the Nazi governments, going back to 1933 and prior with the treaties, and that has the U.S. government MKUltra entity as a major technological driver. Of course, after World War II, the U.S. took over the Nazi intelligence and scientific infrastructure, and also they took over its contacts with its Draco reptilian and other ETs that came over to the CIA. So therefore, it took over its contacts with the Dracos, with the races that were insisting as part of the treaty on human sacrifice. So that's why we have the continuation of the human sacrifice requirements in the treaties, where the Dracos would insist on human sacrifice with the U.S. government agents, contractors, when they would meet in underground bases.
So it's kind of like meet the new boss, same as the old boss sort of thing.
Yeah. And that's how this thing is propagating throughout the entire world. It's actually from a larger species. And there are all sorts of other influences from the giants, the Homo capensis, what we call the cone heads, what we call the pumpkin heads, with people with larger brains who are also cannibals, who also engaged in human sacrifice because they thought Homo sapiens, us humans, to be inferior. And it appears as though MKUltra and the Draco connection really cemented itself during the Franklin Delano Roosevelt administration starting in 1933 and was further cemented during post-World War II Operation Paperclip of German intelligence and its Draco Orion Gray networks that were then incorporated into CIA. Now, it would appear now, and I'm reading from our report that we concluded after bringing together all of this research that includes extensive files on European-based pedophile and child sacrifice networks that were provided to us by a member of the Belgian Parliament who read these out on the floor of the Belgian Parliament that went up into the monarchies of Belgium, the governments, the Dutch monarchies, and others, and as well as the Vatican. It would appear now from the evidence that this overall enterprise driving the global pedophile child sacrifice and child trafficking networks can be termed the driving force behind the transhumanist agenda or the New World Order.
This would explain to me why people who are trying to expose this and people who are victims of it, who fight back and that kind of thing, they receive the most flack out of any other group of activists that I've seen. I mean, I've talked to people who've had their children taken here in New Zealand by Child, Youth and Family Services. The equivalent in the United States would be CPS, where you're like nine times more likely to be abused by CPS than your own parents that they took you from. And it seems that there's a big shell game going on. So you've got the general low down elites or whatever, you know, they'd be like top judges, lawyers, police and things of that nature who have this terrible pedophile habit. And naturally, these all happen to be the same people where you go to for help if your child gets taken. And they go, nothing to see here, nothing to see here. And these people who fight against the system get thwarted at every turn. And it would make sense that this is actually a central mechanism to the survival of some kind of anti-human agenda, or at least to me anyway, because there's nothing human about abusing children and covering it up perpetually.
Yeah. And this case, I mean, the principle that you're stating has really proven itself and is proving itself as we speak in the case of Hampstead, UK, with the famous Hampstead Heath, which is famous as the scene where Bram Stoker wrote Dracula, and it's a scene where many of the scenes from Dracula were actually set there. And this is a very affluent neighborhood in the outskirts of London, UK. Essentially what has happened there through the actions of a couple of whistleblower kids and then data releases by an organization calling itself Anonymous, though it turns it out not to be the famous organization by the name Anonymous that we know. The entire Hampstead area has really become a hub, an international hub for ritual child sacrifice and pedophilia, which is being facilitated by the local schools, by local families, which is being facilitated by the local courts, the local police, and by the social services. And what appears to be an ironclad rule worldwide is that if a mother discovers that her children are being molested by a pedophile ring and goes to social services or to the police, she will lose her children. And the system is set up so as to blame the parents and capture the children permanently for the pedophile rings.
In some cases, what I've seen is that we have parents, one parent in the family will indeed be connected to the pedophile ring, and they will attempt to squeeze the other parent out of the relationship, and that child will then get kind of like almost go on the market, whatever, the remaining parent who's a pedophile will care for their own child, and apparently there's a kind of loaning situation that kind of goes out, or at least from a couple of people that I've spoken to and what's happened to them and their kids.
Yeah, I mean, if we go in depth to the situation that is unfolding in the Hampstead area now, here we have, and I'm just taking the perspective of a war crimes judge, which I have been. And what I see there from the evidence is the serious crimes of murder, infanticide, cannibalism, torture, rape, and sexual abuse, all crimes against humanity and forbidden by criminal law in the UK, as well as by the international statute of the International Criminal Court, of which the UK is a signatory. And it's clear that there exists almost a hermetic seal in this community of Hampstead, which has been a hub for ritual child sacrifice for several centuries. And Mel Vey, who is head of the CCN network, who we've interviewed, who lived in Hampstead for 5 years, has described this very, very aptly, that the residents there are involved in a conspiracy of silence. And it may be that other children, other than the whistleblower kids who have come forward, and we only know about them because there was one legal helper, under the UK law, who actually posted some of the videos of the kids talking about this online, and now there's an Interpol arrest warrant out. There's an Interpol warrant out for her arrest. She had to flee the UK along with the mother, and now there are Interpol warrants out for their arrests.
May I say, I've found that there's kind of two ways that they can keep people silent. One is with threats and the other is with bribery. And then after you bribe them, you threaten them. You know, so it's that kind of thing. It's just fear. Fear's been used since the dawn of man to keep us in line. And you know what you really, 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 actually, probably, conceivably should be afraid of? Ruthless pedophile scum with trained killers at their hand wanting to hurt you and your family. That's the kind of thing that you can be justified in picking up your family and kids and running to another country from right away kind of thing. Because then they're probably the worst group of scum in the world. And not to mention, this is the worst topic in the world, Alfred. You ever noticed? Out of all the conspiracies, out of everything I've ever discussed, this is the one that cuts the most deeply. This is the one that is the darkest of them all. And that's why people don't want to hear about it. And for good reason. I only talk about this subject once every couple of months because I found that if I talk about it too much, I get traumatized and I can't talk no more. You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Alfred Labremont Weber III is my very special guest, and we shall be right back after the break at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that just keeps on trucking like K. Billy Sounds of the Super 70s. And my very special guest is Alfred Labremont Weber III. Now, where were we heading off to last segment? I was talking about the inherent traumatizing nature of even listening to this content about all the pedophile cults and how they cover up, what they do to families, what they do to children. Yeah. I'd probably say do it sparingly if you're going to do it at all. It's nasty, horrific stuff. And I hope that you don't, like me, get so depressed that you can't work for like 2 months. Right, really. This kind of stuff happens. I've found investigators going into this, like shoving their head right down into this rabbit hole. They kind of need trauma counseling a lot of the time. And then the trauma counselors that are counseling them wind up needing caseworkers for themselves. Just buyer be warned. That's all I'm saying. And my very special guest, Alfred Labermont Weber, welcome back.
Thank you. Well, so, you know, people should really know what is going on. And I'd like to read from this anonymous report from what's happening at Hampstead. And it's exactly what you were talking about, Vinny. So you may want to put on some earplugs or, you know, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil, because I'm going to read from this report and people should be warned that you may want to turn your volume down. Okay, I'm going to start reading. Babies are supplied regularly for the rituals, abused, tortured with the rap traps, dropped on the floor, often bleed, then killed. They put them to sleep by injecting, slit baby's throat, drain blood, drink the blood, and then cook the baby by either roasting or frying. The meat is eaten by the leader, Dr. Dearman, teachers, 20 special children, and their parents. The baby's sexual abuse and sacrifice are going on Thursday. Wednesday is a big sex day. Thursday, on Wednesdays, my children, Elise and Gabriel, have been abused by at least 60 to 70 people, including 20 special children. The children are taught to abuse each other. And I'd like to say that Elise and Gabriel, the two whistleblower children there, are now in state care. They have been medically examined, and the medical examination confirmed that they have been sexually abused. I was wondering why my children were often pretending to be sick and refuse to go to school on Wednesdays. There are 4 secret rooms in the church. This is Christ Church. Christ Church. Talk about reversals. You know, they reverse on the name Christ, where the cult members perform the rituals. The rituals involve special costumes. Children wear 10 to 13 baby skulls, sometimes with blood and hair still on the skull. Everybody has skulls worn around the neck, on the breast, front, private, belly, knees, arms. All wear shoes made of baby skin by Felix Daniel, owner of the shoe repair in Finchley Road Underground Station. Max, sport tech shop on Finchley Road. These are all shops in the Hampstead area. This is all, it's like the patent place of Satanism. This is Hampstead. This has been going on for 2 centuries. This is what they do. Babies are supplied from all over the world. They buy them, inject, and send by TNT, DHL service, so the parents bring them from other parts of the world. For example, Sophie's parents bring them from America, Hawaii. Vanessa, Clark, and Lindsay's mother from South Africa. Courtney's parents bring babies from Portugal, Spain. Millie's parents bring babies from Guyana, China, India, America. Baby sacrifice, blood drinking, dancing with the baby skulls happen in the church on Tuesdays and Thursday. Main day is Wednesday. Ritual performance is at 11 a.m. in the secret church rooms. Now, when you have a monarch, a head of state that embodies the nation of the United Kingdom, that everybody, oh, it's her birthday, oh, what she's wearing, oh, she's so lovely, who is a blood drinker and a child sacrificer, well, it goes all the way down through the entire society, and that's what you have after 2 centuries, is an entire society that's drinking blood, that's reinforced by the CIA and by the MK Ultra and by the NSA and by the Dracos, who are now technologizing it through HARP and through the transhumanist agenda, which is implanting people through the chemtrails and HARP to make them robots, so that, you know, there'll be robots that do this while the last generation of humans are robotized before they're, you know, totally wiped out. And
Just to expand on that a little, in case you don't know, and like some microscope analysis of the chemtrail dust and things of that nature, and these little kind of elastic cylinders, and they appear to be biotechnology or nanotechnology, I think is the specific term for it, and they self-replicate. And what's apparently been going on is that these things are so small that you can just breathe them up, and they're finding their way into the entire body and building themselves and replicating themselves along your bone and your bloodstream and your nervous system and everything like that. And apparently they can also receive radio signals when a signal is put up. So one day there might just be a little ping and everybody's doing whatever somebody wants. That's kind of what I've come to understand about it. Is that pretty much close to the mark, or have I totally misinterpreted what's going on here?
No, I think that that's true, and that is happening now. I've had reports. That's exactly what they call gang stalking is. And gang stalking is when a person who doesn't have their implants activated, because right now the implants consists of nanobots, which are in the chemtrails, and 80% of humanity now is implanted from the chemtrails, because that's what people breathe, is chemtrails. And the nanobots are breathed in, they go into the bloodstream, they jump the blood-brain barrier, they go into the brain, and they become, as you stated, nanobots, and are entrained into banks of supercomputers that then process the software and the programming from HARP. The way that gang stalking works, where a target, say, is a person who either doesn't have any implants or whose implants haven't become active. You can be on in a park or on a university campus or in an office where you're working, where you're the last person and everybody else in the office has become a gang stalker. And then people start going around and doing all these weird things around you because they're being manipulated by the banks of supercomputers like robots. Well, there was this person who was on a university campus, and they were being gang stalked by all these gang stalkers, and suddenly there was a power outage, and it turned out that the gang stalkers were being run by the police antennas. From the signals of the police antennas were activating their implants, and there was a power outage that knocked out the police antennas, and all of a sudden the gang stalkers just looked around at each other, and I'm quoting from the person, and they looked around at each other and they said, "What are we doing here?" And they ran like cockroaches. That's happening now. And if you ever get gang stalked, it's just people who are being driven by the computers of the New World Orders who are activating their implants. We're kind of at the interim stage now. And so the pedophilia networks, the function of the pedophilia networks and the satanic ritual networks is one of accelerating, because that weakens the soul, and that destroys the soul, the human soul, which is the main line of defense against the robotization of humans by this force, and so the function of these global pedophilia networks, which are originally driven by the technological transhumanist agenda and MKUltra CIA networks, which drive the power networks of the monarchies and the churches and the legislatures and the parliaments and the governments. And the way they do it is to turn them into all pedophiles. And that makes it much easier to control turn them into robots.
Well, not just that, but also if they also speak out about anything, they just say, bro, we can expose you to the public as a pedophile, and you're going to speak out against this draconian legislation we're asking you to pass? Yeah, it's not a smart idea, son. In fact, a dude in the UK, I think it wasn't Pie and Mash Films, but somebody they interviewed said that there were 1,000 or 1,500 known pedophiles that have either been in the UK Parliament or are currently in it. I think there's like 300 sitting known pedophiles in Parliament right now, as you said.
I.e., the only way that you can get into Parliament is to be a pedophile, because those institutions are controlled by the pedophile networks.
Mm-hmm.
And so
it's just like MK Ultra back in the day, ladies and gentlemen. If they want some dirt on you, they'll just create some, and you don't really get into the echelons of power unless you've been in it. We'll be right back after the break with Alfred Labremont Weber. All right, that's enough of that. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's kind of like pirate radio. There are no rules, just guidelines, really. And my very special guest is... I don't know what the hell that accent was. Is Alfred Labremont Weber. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me at such late notice. Now, speaking of things that I noticed... you were talking right at the very start of the first segment about this new timeline, this new wave, this new positive energy field with collective consciousness raising up and everything. And what occurred to me is maybe you're right, but then again, in order to prove that you're right, the direct opposite of what you're saying would happen should be happening. Does that sound confusing? Of course it does. It means this. If a good thing is about to happen, that means a lot of bad things got to happen right now to get out of the way. People are going to go crazy. People are going to go nuts. It's going to be, you know, people getting angry at each other for no freaking reason. You know, it happens all the time. It's almost like there's a, I know exactly what it is. It's detoxification, bro. Have you ever done a detox? How your skin breaks out and all these pimples, and your back starts hurting, and you can't move without groaning. That kind of and then all of a sudden, after a while, you're just like, you know, I don't feel like crap anymore. I actually feel way better than I did before I started feeling like crap. This is quite awesome. That kind of happening to humanity in a sort of broad brush stroke, isn't it?
That's a brilliant observation, Vinny. I think that that's a brilliant observation, because that's exactly what's happening, because all of these things are coming out from underneath, from the collective unconscious. And what our research, and people can go again to our news portal, newsinsideout.com, and what our research in this area shows is that the Draco U.S. government, MK Ultra, ritual, child sacrifice, pedophile complex, in turn, has infiltrated ruling and controller structures worldwide, including churches such as the Vatican, the Jesuits, the Talmud, the whole area of the Talmud, the Anglican churches, the monarchies, especially the UK monarchy, the governments, especially the USA corporation government, which we spoke about in the first segment, the intelligence agencies, the military, the corporations, the schools, the civic organization, and the multi-generational families. There are 30 million multi-generational satanic families. 30 million multi-generational satanic individuals from multi-generational families in the U.S. alone. And that's a tremendous weight for us to deal with, us, the awakening starseeds, to deal with as we're bringing the entire human population along in this frequency ascension.
Now, when you were saying just before about that long list of all the different institutions that have been taken over and seized control of and are now being used to abuse children, what occurred to me is that in order to explain that properly, think of every single organization that you can think of that it says that it's there to protect children and should be its job. They're the ones doing it.
Exactly. Yes. And you know, there is now evidence that the largest corporations, the largest private corporation in North, privately held corporation in North America, holds satanic ritual sacrifice at its corporate headquarters. Laura Eisenhower confirms the existence of cooperative treaties and entities between the United States government and manipulative extraterrestrials, such as the Draco Reptilians and Orion Grays, in the interview that we did with her called Laura Magdalene Eisenhower, the ET invasion has already occurred and governments do not want us to know. And there are a number of high-profile individuals from these networks for whom he has reliable eyewitness evidence of these, of their participation in ritual child sacrifice, blood drinking, and flesh eating. And these include Pope John Paul II, who, according to ex-Jesuit Jose Luciano, participated in ritual child sacrifice in an underground bunker 40 meters from the Vatican. Now, this is an issue in the U.S. presidential 2016 campaign, and this is very important for Americans and for the world. The leading Republican and Democratic families involved in the presidential 2016 campaign, Bush and Clinton families, are both, by the evidence, committed participants in ritual child sacrifice, blood drinking, and pedophilia. According to Juan Glencop's evidence, pedophilia parties as part of the CIA MKUltra circuit took place in the White House under George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush. Both Bush Sr. and Bush Jr. participated at Area 51 in ritual human sacrifice, blood drinking, and flesh eating in joint ceremonies with Draco Reptilians held in underground facilities as part of a cooperative entity of Draco Reptilians and the U.S. military.
And this is why, the feminist movement around that the Bush era had T-shirts that said, "The only Bush I trust is my own."
You know, you are a good stand-up comedian. And that's, you know, what
hey, and here I am. I've actually sort of shifted the studio around, so I'm actually standing up while I'm doing it, doing my comedy.
No, it's great.
All
it
took was removing the chair, bro, and I'm suddenly a stand-up comedian.
This is the lighter side of genocide, so that you're not making light of this because we know that it's going to take you 2 months to recover from this program. But now I'm going to get to another point. Both Hillary and Bill Clinton have participated, according to this evidence, in ritual child sacrifice and are human blood drinkers. While there is no explicit evidence that has emerged of Jeb Bush participating in ritual sacrifice, it is reasonable to expect that Jeb Bush, who is the 2016 candidate of the Bushes, was aware of such Bush activities and may have participated. At the very least, as an ethical presidential candidate, Jeb Bush would be expected to denounce pedophilia and ritual child sacrifice by his father and brother and any other Bush family members. all 2016 presidential candidates, and you've got to get them on your show and ask them, should be questioned as to whether they have ever participated in pedophilia, ritual Alfred. Child sacrifice, or child trafficking, or in any of the networks that support this.
I think I'd have to actually go to them, and they have like the private security there, and they say, hey, look, Vinnie Eastwood's coming over with a microphone to ask the Clintons some questions. And they go, quick, hide behind the bushes. You can't make this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you did.
Now, so that here comes the actual breakthrough, which was a breakthrough at a conceptual level, because now we know what we're aiming for. A new model of the actual planetary driver of pedophile and ritual sacrifice networks. The transhumanist agenda model of pedophilia and child abuse networks is more accurate and factual than a prior model of pedophilia that focuses sole blame on churches such as the Vatican or monarchies such as the UK, Dutch, or Belgian throne. You know, so, oh, that Dutch queen, you know, they have these hunting things. This prior model of pedophile networks actually diverts attention away from the transhumanist agenda, which is the actual current planetary driver of pedophile and ritual child sacrifice networks. The transhumanist agenda can be defined as, : a complex cooperative entity originating in the Draco Reptilians and CIA, U.S. government, using MKUltra technology that now appears to have expanded out into a planetary infrastructure around the NSA, National Security Agency, and contracting agencies around the world, along with a dedicated grid of HARP installation, chemtrails, supergrids, supercomputers, nanobots, nanochips, to be the prime mover entity responsible for driving pedophile and ritual child sacrifice networks worldwide, in power institutions such as the Vatican, Jesuits, Talmudists, Zionists, churches, monarchies, governments, intelligence, military, police, schools, and families. Pedophile and ritual child sacrifice activities and networks worldwide appear to facilitate establishing a global power base in these institutions for the ultimate robotization of humanity. The overall goal of the transhumanist agenda is a robotization of humans and the substitution of a manipulatory artificial intelligence, AI, for the human soul and source connection. So that's the ultimate goal, is to weaken your soul through pedophilia and ritual child sacrifice, to robotize humans, and then to substitute a manipulatory artificial intelligence for the God, and to manipulate the robots that way. So that's what we've discovered.
So that they've actually produced a machine that reacts to human soul consciousness, and they're trying to destroy the soul consciousness so that it can be controlled instead of being free.
Yeah, yeah. And that this will become a planet driven by artificial intelligence, and that AI will be God.
Thank God for that. Have you talked to the average voter, bro? It's already being run on artificial intelligence. There's no real intelligence left.
Sorry, I missed all of that. I didn't get it.
Well, what I was saying is, thank God it's going to be run by artificial intelligence, because as of today, if you go and talk out to every average voter, you'd know that no real intelligence exists anymore.
Well, my working hypothesis is this, and you know, I know that there are a lot of doubters and everything, is that we're on a positive timeline, and that it's that most of the people in the world are in a trance. They're in a consensual trance, but more and more are awakening. And it's programs like this, Vinny, the more that we can get out to the people and awaken them that they're in a trance, so that they can get back their souls, activate their soul power, We can expose Hillary Clinton for what she is. We can expose Jeb Bush and the Bushes for what they are. We can expose the CIA and the Dracos for what they are. And incidentally, right now, there are tremendous battles going on in space as we speak. And the Dracos are getting whipped. And they're being driven off this planet. And all the things like the UK monarchy, their day is gone. All those people are being driven off. So that now the light forces are landing. We have the light forces are landing, and we're taking command of the planet again. So we're off. And the reason that we have been able to do this is that, in part, is that we've been able to do this research, which pinpointed the cause, and the source of these networks in the Dracos, in the CIA, in MKUltra, in the Jesuits, in the Talmuds, and tied into the transhumanist agenda, and that we're working with the interdimensional fleet, which as we speak is wiping out the Draco Reptilian and Orion Gray fleet. And so the corrupted monarchies, the Belgian monarchy, the Dutch monarchy, the UK monarchy, the Vatican, all those negative forces, the USA corporation, which is under contract to the Dracos and has been such, and the Nazis around the world, which are under contract to the Dracos, are toast, because their power source is now being driven off the planet, and the light forces are here, and we are restoring soul power, human soul power, and we're restoring law and order. And that's the basic process that is occurring now. And that's why all the facts of Hampstead Heath and the sexual ritual abuse hub of Hampstead are coming out. And all of the facts of the pedophile networks of the Bushes and the Clintons are coming out, of Prince Andrew, of the UK family. I don't know, you know, in New Zealand, you've got this dark prime minister. I don't know what's going on with that
guy. He's called the Prime Sinister, actually.
Oh, okay. he's so dark that he gives darkness a different name. But anyway,
here's an ironic turn point for you. He's worth like $50 million plus, right? And also has multiple insider trading allegations while he's been acting as the prime minister, with shares in the Bank of America, which New Zealand is getting in debt to. And then recently, a whole public outcry came out because everybody in the member of parliament were getting their money, the amount of money they could get paid, raised. And he's like, no, I won't stand for this. I'm putting my foot down. and then he passes a law under urgency in one night, wiping out any future extra, you know, benefits for all the other MPs, and then goes back to his $5 million mansion in Parnell that he calls the house that Merrill built. For tea. You got to love that, Prime Sinister, ladies and gentlemen. John Key. Go check it out. I'm making a documentary about John Key, the SOB. Some men are a son of the land, others are a son of the sea, but Mr. Key is a son of a beach. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's all about feeding vegetables to extraterrestrials and not being credible, but totally incredible instead. And my very special guest is Alfred Labremont Weber, the godfather of exopolitics.
Welcome back to the show, my friend. I don't know what I've done to make you disrespect me so much.
And at least we're having a good time, you know. I mean, look, ladies and gentlemen, just because we're being exterminated doesn't mean we can't have a few laughs about it. Otherwise, what's the point of being killed? At least that's my philosophy. I could be wrong. Maybe I'll regret it someday. But for now, I find it's a coping mechanism. It's rather important, especially if you do plan to find out the real truth about things, behind things, underneath the rocks, where you don't want to look. Trust me, nobody wants to look at the stuff. You look at it because you're compelled to. You have to. There's a need, a desire, something that is not complete without it. But is not... when you come back out of it, you do change. Quite a lot. And your perspective on things change as well. I've been through this. Alfred's been through this. A lot of people have been through that. It's kind of like the five stages of grief. After you lose a loved one, you know, you get your anger, your depression, and all that other good stuff. Before finally getting into acceptance. That you got a moral obligation to do something. That you can't sit around just whinging about it all the time. That you actually need to let people know. That kind of realization, that kind of motivation to leave your ordinary daily life working for somebody else, fulfilling somebody else's dreams, and putting yours off indefinitely until the day they give you a cheap gold watch and a retirement village, and you're so poisoned and sick that you can't even fulfill your dreams if you wanted to. Don't do it. The best advice anybody who's trying to inspire you is to tell you to turn off whatever you're listening to, even if it's this show. If you feel like you've heard enough so that you can start really doing something, turn off whoever it is, whatever it is you are listening to and watching, and start creating it. You'll cross the Rubicon once you realize that you're spending more hours a day creating content than consuming the content of others. Alfred, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. And those are very thoughtful and very meaningful and very inspiring words, Vinny. And I think that they're exactly the sort of insight that people coming into this area will finally come to. And this is an area that I think is really hidden in many, many aspects of our current culture. For example, in the interview with CCN director Mel Vey, who she spent, as I mentioned, 5 years in the Hempstead Hempstead Heath area, and she emphasized the aspects of the Hempstead Heath area that are conducive to an interdimensional context of negativity and the attraction of negative and malevolent entities. And she also noted the predominance around the Highgate Cemetery area with its history of sightings, again, of greys and reptilians. And this is something that goes back centuries. The roped-off pyramid area in Highgate Cemetery in its underground chamber, which is probably, she said, the area where many ritual sacrifices are held. And it's adjacent to where Bram Stoker wrote and set scenes from Dracula, a classic novel about vampire ritual sacrifice and blood drinking. So this is something that has been going on for centuries, and now, which is coming up in the mass media, because we have a manipulatory species that has gotten control of and is under treaty with soulless power elements of our matrix, including agencies of government like the CIA,
I was just thinking
the NSA.
that these people, these creatures, have the ability to transmute and distort things. So I'm wondering whether it's kind of like a what they call a bait and switch. If you put out all the info, I'm just theorizing, like taking a stab in the dark here.
Okay.
If you put out all the information about Jimmy Savile, Rolf Harris, these giant pedophile cults, blood drinking in Hollywood, and all of that kind of thing, all at the same time. Now, it's a gamble. What if it actually works and pays off for them? What if you get an actual, instead of recoil and disgust of these things, you get a double tap? You get those who will love it and support it and be recruited into it, and those who will be so afraid of it that they will not want to hear about it again, kind of thing.
And then you have the third area, which is that those who see it and their souls are activated, and their heavy soul power is activated, so that you have what's called a stratification. So that souls are stratified or layered into those which can withstand and survive against these malevolent entities versus souls who don't have that power. So it's a spiritual evolutionary test. And along with the frequency ascension of our planet, this is really kind of a test for those souls who are really going to survive the process and so, move forward into ascension.
Or a spiritual disease, like when they had Ebola in Africa, they would put you alone in a hut, and if you came out 3 days later, you're good. If you didn't, you're dead.
Yeah. And my faith is that the infrastructure of our time-space hologram, because basically we're inside a video game, we're inside a virtual reality, we're inside a time-space hologram that is nothing but that is on parallel timelines and is a virtual reality. It's nothing but energy and frequencies. And what's real about it is our underlying soul, which is anchored in a non-local dimension. And these avatars are just like spacesuits, or they're like an avatar that you use in a virtual reality, like that movie Avatar. So that now the infrastructure, which is so powerful because it's the power of the universe itself and of the interdimensional portal of the universe that we have, through that portal are coming now waves of unity consciousness of we are one, which has displaced the duality consciousness of I win, you lose, which is the basic consciousness of these ritual sacrifices. And you have the new holographic positive timeline. And only things which are consistent with the positive timeline gain traction. So that it seems to me that whereas in the times of Bram Stoker, or even in the 20th century, you could get World War I off the ground by doing a false flag, by shooting the Archduke Ferdinand, and, you know, then you'd have a war of cousins, and all the royal families of Europe were basically cousins in the same family and under Queen Victoria, and they just did a family false flag. And for satanic reasons, because they were all Satanists or Luciferians under Queen Victoria, they got a mass sacrifice going of 25 million to 100 million people. But it was a false flag. And the same thing with World War II, where King Edward VIII, King George VI, his brother, and Adolf Hitler, their half-brother. They were all half-brothers. Adolf Hitler was the half-brother of King Edward VIII and King George VI. King George V was the father of Adolf Hitler. And it was all a big false flag. World War II was a big false flag just to create a ritual sacrifice of 100 million people to these Luciferian gods.
And plus, now, right after it, John D. Rockefeller donated the land to build the UN on, and then the former Nazi party member became the Secretary General. And hey presto, we've got Agenda 21 coming down the lines.
I actually met him. I had cocktail parties with him. I met him at a cocktail party at the Unispace conference
in
1982. And I, you know, and he's this tall guy, and he's a former Nazi, and you know, and you can just see all of the contradictions there. Now, they could do that. The 20th century and all of the years prior to December 21st, 2012. They could pull that off on the old timeline. But now that the timeline has shifted, we're in the new frequency field and they can't get traction. And so that is what has occurred now. And that's why everything is just blowing up in their faces. Now, tomorrow is March 3rd, 3-3, the third day of the week, the third month. We're in the third month, the third day of the third month, and Netanyahu, which is the representatives of the Talmudics, which is a sect that goes back to Babylon, which is based on ritual child sacrifice, and what that sect wants to do is to get all the Jews, all of the unconscious Jews, what we call porch brethren, back to Israel so that they can be sacrificed in a nuclear war. That's basically was the Rothschild vision when they set up Israel in 1948 under false pretenses and displaced 1.5 to 2 million Palestinians in their native land and put in their Khazars that are Eastern Europeans that have nothing to do with Palestine. But it's a total false flag. Now, using the Khazar corruption of the U.S. Congress, Netanyahu as a Talmudic black magician has set up a speech in the U.S. Congress to attempt to ignite a war with Iran as a pretext for a world war to be the next sacrifice. However, it's going to fail because the frequencies won't allow it. So we are witnessing now how the operation of the positive timeline is working, because it's the same formula that they've used in 1948 when they had a blood moon, one of the tetra eclipses. Now on March 20th, 2015, they have one of the four tetra eclipses. These are blood moons of 2014, 2015, on March 20th, and again in September, we have the last two of the four tetralunar eclipses. These are blood moons that won't occur again for another 1,000 years. And these are planetary configurations that the Talmudic satanic forces have used to plan their war events to have their diabolical forces plan their sacrifices. And in the last series of Blood Moons in 1948, that's when Israel went in and displaced 2 million Palestinians in a genocide that we at the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Tribunal found Israel guilty of genocide.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you go anywhere. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's about being buried without a trace. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. 4 days a week, ladies and gentlemen, Monday through Thursday, if you happen to be stateside and if you happen to be in the shining jewel of the South Pacific with wonderful, wonderful fluoride in the water, New Zealand, then it's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, bro. Seriously, from Tuesday through Friday, that's how the dateline works. I know, it sounds confusing. It took me about 2 years to get used to doing a show in another country's timeline. My very special guest is Alfred Weber. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We have one final segment which I like to usually preserve for self-promotion of some kind, because it's my belief that there's nothing shameful about shameless self-promotion.
Good. Well, given that, I was just about to launch into some self-promotion that actually is mutually beneficial for the human race. And what I did was about 5 years ago, I embarked on a project to map the omniverse. And what the omniverse is, you've got the universe, then you've got the multiverse. The multiverse was discovered about toward the end of the 19th century and is first named by the novelist and psychologist William James. And what the multiverse is, it's simply a term that is the collection of all the universes. And two scientists at Stanford have recently come up with an estimate of the number of universes in the multiverse. And what they say is that the number is so large that the human mind cannot comprehend it. However, if you were to use, say, a computer with 12-point type to write out the number of universes in the multiverse, that number would be more than 260 million miles long. That's how large the number of universes in the multiverse is. So then what I noted was that there had not been a book written on the omniverse. So I wrote a book on the omniverse. And what the omniverse is, the definition of the omniverse is as follows. The omniverse equals the multiverse, i.e. all of the universes plus the spiritual dimensions. And what the spiritual dimensions are is the dimensions that of the interlife or the afterlife that contain all of the intelligent community, all of the intelligent civilization of souls, plus the spiritual entities, plus what we call God or Source. Now, traditionally, all of that has been a matter of belief and not of science. But over recent years, especially, say, over the last 10 to 15 years, science and what we call science or scientific knowledge is simply where you have a uniform protocol and replicable results. And over the last 10 to 15 years, increasingly, or let's say more like 25 years, science has been developing replicable data using uniform protocols about the intelligent civilization of souls, what is the nature of the soul? What is the soul in the interlife like? What is the interlife like? What do souls do between lives? How are souls created? What functions do soul have in the creation of all of the universes, in the maintenance of the universes? And this is replicable scientific knowledge. You take 7,000 or 8,000 cases and you find that it's the same answer. And it's not a matter of faith where you look it up in a Bible or some other given sacred text and say, yes, I believe that what happens after death is X. No, you know that what happens more probably than not, that what happens after death, because you have a certain number of cases according to the scientific method that tell you this is what probably happens after death, after bodily death. Also, what we find out is that the spiritual dimensions, which consist of the intelligence of the intelligent civilization of souls, spiritual beings plus source or God, together act to create and maintain all of the universes. And they do so because the universes are the venues for souls to incarnate into and gain spiritual soul development. That's why the universes are created. We are now Avatar Denis Eastwood, Avatar Alfred Weber, and avatars of everybody listening in. We are incarnating souls inside avatars here to gain soul development. That's why this is happening. We're inside a virtual reality. This is like a carnival ride. This is not real. This is a carnival ride. But it's such a carnival ride and such a high technology. We're inside a machine that was designed by higher intelligence, which is the collective of all the intelligent civilization of souls, the spiritual beings, and God. So it's a high intelligence that designed this virtual reality. But it's essentially a high-tech video game that we're in. And so that puts a different spin on things.
I came to that conclusion myself as well, but the obvious question is, every game has a point. There's an end goal, there's a medallion or something at the end of the game, or there's certain puzzles that you need to solve, or there's a princess that you need to rescue. Every game has a purpose, a point, a clear winner, and a clear loser. What's the clear victory for us here in this game when there's 7 billion people and they've all got different lives and different forms of consciousness and they experience it subjectively?
Right. These are excellent questions. And that's so, for example, it's not so much of a clear winner, but prior to your life, you actually choose your life, you sample it, and then after your life, you have a life review with your guides, and you see how much of what you expected to gain in your life by choosing that particular life you actually accomplished in terms of soul development. Did you actually slack off and just sit there and read and kind of just slack off and not take all of the chances and not really pushed it and you know, squeezed as much out of the circumstances as you might have gotten?
We
have raw material here. We can make as much of it as we can, or we can slack off. But then if we slack off, when we pass over, our guys are going to say, what's the matter for you? You're just going to have to go back.
Yeah, and it's like game over. Would you like to retry? Here's another 20-cent coin.
Yeah. It's not that we win or lose. It's it's what do you want to make of yourself? And are you really?
Well, I would argue that if you make nothing of yourself, then you kind of lost the game.
Yeah.
You know, so it is win or lose. There's a clearly defined loser, but it doesn't clearly define a winner, because everybody can win in their own way, and the rules of the game bend all the time for people. Have you ever found yourself to be the exception to the rule? I have. My whole life, everybody else is like, oh, you're going this way, and I'm like, no, I'm going this way. And then they all wind up in deep crap, and I'm sweet ass.
But look, If the number of universes is so large that just to write it out, the number would be 260 million miles long, and that's universes. And in our galaxy alone, and there's 500 billion galaxies in our universe alone.
Wait, Alfred, don't you think it's a little bit centric thinking to think the entire multiverse and omniverse was created so that we could experience it through a video game format and outcome the spiritual and the psionic energies of all the available universes in existence, including the spiritual ones, just by our actions? Or is that just like overburdening everybody and just going, okay, bro, this is your responsibility now. That's how many people have sacrificed their universes for your existence. Get off your ass, son.
I am going to send you a copy of my book, The Omniverse, yeah, which is the first book ever written on the Omniverse.
Well,
and we can have that discussion.
All right, but unfortunately, we've come right to the end of the show. Ending on a high note, or an omni note. Whatever, bro. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Four nights a week, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. That's Vinnie with a Y, because it's the most important question. And Eastwood isn't go ahead. Make my news. We'll see you again sometime. Be well.